Welcome to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Please welcome your hosts, Ryan and Ellie Hodgson.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. We are absolutely delighted today to be joined by Kit Chamier, who is a master's in applied sport and exercise and nutrition, which he did in Oxford. He's worked with many high profile athletes across the world and he's now based in Jersey. He's going to deliver us with some great knowledge, as one of the few things we know that people tend to struggle with their weight tends to be nutrition. So Kit, hello, and tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Hi Ryan, hi Ellie. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So yeah, I'm a registered sport and exercise nutritionist based in Jersey. I work with a lot of high profile athletes, elite and amateur, on the island and overseas, and also work with the general public as well with anything to do with their dietary needs.
Cool, perfect. So how did you get into nutrition then?
So it all started down in New Zealand. I was doing my degree down there. So part of that degree, which was a sports science degree, we had obviously nutrition. So I was super, super lucky to have the All Blacks nutritionist, or the then All Blacks nutritionist, lecturing me. And I thought, well, sounds like he's got a pretty good job. I'd quite like to get into that. So following that degree, I came back and, as you said, did a master's in the UK and basically went from there. So managed to get a lot of real life experience, with the guys down in New Zealand. And then obviously continued that through in the UK with various athletes and teams, and brought that back home to Jersey and basically started applying that to local teams and local athletes who needed the support, because it was definitely a bit of a gap over here for that. And I'm not sure people really, it's quite a new concept to have a nutritionist, but it's a great thing to do. And I'm fortunate enough that a lot of athletes have actually taken me up on it and have started, you know, having regular sessions and team updates, looking at their nutrition.
Wow, that's really good. I mean, I saw a nutritionist about 10 years ago. So I had my gallbladder removed and my pancreas wasn't really working that well. So I can really relate to kind of the benefits for seeing one, because I kind of had to relook at my diet completely. There was loads of foods that I had to eliminate. What would you find that is one thing that most women kind of sort of struggle when it comes to like their nutrition?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, the main thing that I find when people are coming in to see me is that they're just so confused. They're absolutely bombarded with nutrition information, whether it's online, on the radio, at the gym, from their mates, from their teammates. So that is initially the first thing that we need to settle, is actually what's real, you know, what's true, what's locker room gossip, and what's actually facts and based on some research. So kind of wading through all of that nonsense is something that you should always try and do at the beginning, just to kind of give people that peace of mind. And give them the confidence to kind of look at actually what really needs to be done, what's going to be effective, and what's actually going to work for you as the individual.
Yeah. Following from what you said about with the confusion, what would you say is, well, one myth or diet tip that you kind of want to crush out there? Because there's so much out there on social media, magazine articles. So what one would you want to kind of really say, this is not true, and it kind of frustrates you the most?
Ooh, that's, I mean, where do I start? You guys know. There's just so many.
We often say to people, it's like, you want to fuel your car in the best way so that it runs in the smoothest way. You wouldn't try and run your car without oil, and you wouldn't try and run your car without a spark plug. And when you tried to fuel your body to lose weight in the right way, you wouldn't want to do it in a way that's not going to be in the, you functioning in the best way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we could, you know, a nice piece of advice would be to just not fall for any fad diets. And that would kind of put that blanket myth bust on any diet or detox or cleanse or kind of quick fix, which you'll probably see one or two a day, where, you know, whether it's on TV in a magazine or one of your coworkers is doing it. So the definitely a really good piece of advice is to just not fall for the fad, and just to concentrate on real food and try and have that real food regularly and consistently.
Yeah, love that.
So when you start working with people in order to gauge their nutrition, what's the first thing that you do? Do you look at what they're already doing, or do you just start saying this is what you should be doing? Or
yeah, it's a good question. So it's really easy for a lot of people come in and think that I just give them the 7-day meal plan and they leave the room with that, and then I kind of email them and see how it's going. But unfortunately, we don't do meal plans like that. They don't work. They're too rigid, and obviously there's no context of what someone is actually doing in their real life, you know, whether it's their exercise routine or their work schedule or their family life. So basically what we do is talk. You know, we have 45 minute sessions where we find out what your routine is, what foods you like, what you don't like. Have you got time for cooking? Are you going to the gym a lot? And finding basically what fits with that routine.
From there,
we basically adjust. So the client will do a diet diary. That will come back to me, and we basically adjust small but realistic changes bit by bit. So in the follow-up session, which are usually every few weeks, we'll make two or three small adjustments to that diet, whether it's inputting new things or removing or reducing certain things. But it's always about a kind of realistic thing. So it's got to be both of you on board with that decision. I can't obviously bark rules at a client and expect them to do it. It's got to be an agreement. You know, we've got to say, find the kind of middle ground where we both accept, yeah, this is actually going to happen. Are you happy to do it? And then they will leave the room, hopefully apply that very well, and then come back for the next follow-up. And obviously the cycle continues until we get to the optimal diet, basically.
Absolutely. And that's something that kind of we follow with our clients as well, because it's kind of, you do want to find that middle ground, because you want to see what is going to work for them, but also not taking too much away from them too soon that they feel so like confused. And if they've changed everything, that the likelihood is they wouldn't maintain it or sustain it, even enjoy it. So we
absolutely
agree. Yeah, definitely.
You're right. And enjoyment's a good word to bring up. You know, really, we've got to think about keeping clients happy. You know, they've got to still continue through their life and look after their family or see their friends, be sociable. We can't just have them on a rigid meal plan with, you know, very restricted amounts of food. So happiness and enjoyment is something that, yeah, you definitely need to consider with every piece of advice.
And when you work with clients, do you sort of just say, try to get them to change one or two things and just say do it, or do you try and work with them so they know a little bit more about why they're changing them, understand more about it themselves? Or
yeah, that's another great point. The knowledge and education on it is absolutely imperative. You've got to give the client that power and that empowerment of knowing why they're doing it. That will mean that they buy into it a lot more, and it'll also mean that in the long term, they'll appreciate what it's going to do. So giving them the goal, but along with that, you know, 5 or 10 minutes of making sure they understand why they're doing it, and what the implications are if they do that for a long time. So absolutely, yeah, the knowledge has got to be there with that advice.
Perfect, I love it. We often say, it's like that saying, if you give a boy a fish, they'll eat for a day, teach them to fish, they'll eat for the rest of their life, sort of thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And this, you know, in my sessions, this might boil down to, you know, learning how to read a label in the shop, you know, thinking about where you actually need to go in the shop. A lot of people, you know, walk the same route when they're in a supermarket. They don't even explore different places. It could be anything from, you know, the way you choose when you're dining out on a menu to the kind of food that you're cooking in your own kitchen. It's finding that realistic kind of changes that are going to be applicable to an entire life rather than a kind of 3 month or a 5 month time scale.
And it's giving them that freedom that they can make that choice as well. So it's like as if they want to do it. So by having that choice, then they feel as if they're making that choice so they can do it. And I find that people are more likely kind of to succeed and do well when they do have a choice rather than being told this is what you've got to have.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. They've got to have that buy-in. And they need to understand, you know, that they, you know, they've come in to do this and they want those changes. So yeah, the motivation's absolutely fundamental as well. Yeah.
So what's one piece of advice that you would give, to women specifically who are trying to lose weight?
Well, I think that, you know, trying to avoid fad diets is definitely one. To expand on that to then, okay, what do you do instead? Well, eating real food is definitely the kind of general key piece of information. There's no real secret to this. And, you know, there's some people at my talks and at in sessions who get a bit disappointed when I tell them there isn't a secret to this. And I tell them it is about, you know, eating real food, you know, good sources of protein, fish and meat. You know, good vegetables, good grains, and good pieces of fruit. It's getting the basics right and kind of getting that base layer of your foundation ready. And if you do need to refine it, kind of building that pyramid, whether that's, you know, refining it in terms of supplements, which may help, or the nutrient timing of those meals, or basing it around how your training is and what your focus is, that's when you'd really start to focus in. But you can't really go too wrong if you just eat real food. And I think getting that advice as just one piece of advice on its own should, you know, make a real change. But if you need that guidance, then that's what, you know, I'm here for. And that's why people come in and talk to a practitioner, because they still might feel lost on amounts or how to cook things or how to deal with it when they're dining out, etc.
That's perfect. I love it, because there's so much confusion in the world. You've only got to Google the best diet to lose weight and you'll get millions of different answers that will promise you the world. And like you said, it is just as simple as trying to eat real foods and keeping it as simple as you can with it.
Yeah, and that's, and you know, that scares a lot of people that it is that simple. But it's a very nice and relaxing thing when you get into it, because you can access these foods everywhere, and it means you don't have to worry about any kind of special ingredients or foreign foods or your shot of apple cider vinegar. You know, you just don't need it, so you can kind of put that nonsense to one side and just concentrate on the real food. And to be honest, I think you'd see pretty good results just by doing that.
Cool. There's another question actually that I didn't sort of prompt you that we might ask, was about, do you find that emotion comes into it a lot when you're talking nutrition with people, and people who resort to food emotionally? And is that an issue that you come across often? Or
yeah, absolutely, it is. It is fairly common. I think it might take a few sessions for me to get there with someone, depending on the individual. But yeah, emotion definitely comes into it. There's often an association with food and emotion, whether it's more stress would lead you to food. So I mean, that's typically it. But breaking down that kind of barrier, breaking down that kind of connection between the kind of stimulus and the response of going to food is a tricky one, but it can be done. And obviously it takes time, years and years of someone turning to food for whatever emotion will be an ingrained habit, but it is undoable. So yeah, it's definitely something we kind of slowly consider and build on as the sessions go.
Cool.
Yeah. So a bit of a fun question here. What's one question that we haven't asked you, but we should have?
Yes, it's a tough one. I think the thing with what I was quite pleased that you didn't ask me was what's the secret? And in fact, you know, we've kind of touched on it, is that there isn't one. And I'm really pleased that you guys, you know, aren't, I know that you're not going to be looking for that, but to make sure people know that there isn't that little magic bullet out there, and that will save them a lot of time and probably a lot of stress and a lot of wasted efforts on changing their diet, to actually just step away from all of that and think about the real food. So I think just trying to avoid looking for that little secret magic.
I'd say there wouldn't be an issue with, there wouldn't be a growing pandemic with obesity if there was a secret.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
one of them things that it's a real problem that is there, and it's great that you've got the same sort of thing as us and we're singing off the same song sheet, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's quite refreshing.
Cool, perfect. So Kit, we're going to finish it off now. So how can our listeners find out a bit more about you?
Sure, so they can head to my website, which is kitshamier.com. On there you'll find more about what I do and where I'm based. And you can obviously follow me on all social media platforms under True Food Sport Nutrition.
We will put all of Kit's links on our show notes at hodgsonfitness.com/podcast. So head over there and you'll get all of Kit's links as well. Perfect, Kit. Brilliant. It's been great having you on. Really shared some great knowledge there with you, and really been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I know that a lot of women will kind of relook at what they're doing now and kind of will look at the real foods, and that's when they're going to make that change.
Perfect. That's what I want to hear. And thanks so much, guys, for having me on. It's been great.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for tuning in to Weight Loss with the Hodgsons. Make sure to go over to hodgsonfitness.com/podcast to get the show notes.